Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us anywhere on newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Facilities Manager at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Amy Walters is joining us again, and Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thanks for joining us again. Excited to talk about the Two Rivers Activity Center again. We get those monthly updates from you, which are always so great, because people want to know what's going on at track. And you guys had set a goal when you first opened up last fall of reaching a certain membership goal, and it seems like you guys are well on your way to getting to that goal.
We are, yep. Originally within the business plan that we had moved forward to the community, before we opened up, we had set a goal of 2,700 members, so that's individuals, that we wanted to be at within 12 months of opening the doors. And we had a very big January, and we actually at the end of January are at 3,728 members.
Wow.
So, you know, we're excited about that. We're very honored that the community is supporting us as they are, and, you know, continuing to make sure we're meeting their needs and providing activities that keep them engaged and interested and coming back. So we do know that it's New Year's resolution time, and the research says that middle of February, that Valentine's Day threshold is kind of where people start to maybe trail off on those behaviors. And so we're really working to try to build relationships with the members and and support them and help them through their goals as well.
Awesome. Very good. And not to go too far into it too, Amy, I recall in those meetings as well that it came down to it was going to be very important to support the center through membership as well, right?
Right. Yep. Yep. So, you know, our revenue stream and operation costs are supported through memberships as well as facility rentals and other program fees. So the sales tax that we're generating is just for the construction of the facility. So operations does fall within that those revenues that we generate from membership.
Awesome. So important to remember, if you're considering working out or getting a membership through track, you would be helping maintain that facility and keep it open and running.
Correct.
Amy, we want to talk a little bit about this past week or past month even that you guys had. Cabin Fever Days at track was very successful.
Yeah, it was. We had a fun, you know, kind of inaugural Cabin Fever Days. That's something that Jamestown Parks and Recreation has organized for several years. And so we were excited to be able to be a part of that this year. You know, the weather was cold.
It was.
And so that put a damper on maybe some of our outdoor activities that we had planned for the park district. But we did have our first Bounce in the Bubble event where we had inflatable games in the bubble. And that was a fun day. And then last Sunday, we had our first community play day, which was an opportunity we provided to the community to come out and use a facility free of charge. And we had lots of people come in and use the space. The pool was very busy.
I'm sure it was, yeah. Especially getting out of that cold. People are itching for summer.
Right.
Gotta get into that
something
indoor
to
pool.
Do.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Amy Walters, again, is a facilities manager at the Two Rivers Activity Center in Jamestown. I do want to go over, we talked a little bit, Amy, there's a couple of new things you're looking at, always looking at different programming, kind of keep it up and fresh and everything like
that. That's right.
Track.
Yep. Yep. And, you know, along those lines, we, one thing that I think is a great benefit to our members are all of the group exercise classes that we provide as part of the membership. So we try to keep those evolving and changing those up and you know, listening to what the members are telling us. Mm-hmm. So those change. And if you're interested in our group exercise schedule, you can go to our website under the fitness tab and group exercises there. We have a daily calendar so you can see what classes we offer when, and you can follow changes to the schedule that way.
Awesome.
In addition, we do have some fee-based programs as well that we're trying to provide that give a little bit of a different product, maybe more one-on-one attention from trainers and things like that. So we do have our personal training where we offer both one-on-one, individual, as well as small group training.
Okay.
But we have a program that we started here in January, which is called X Camp. And it really is.
It sounds kind of daunting.
It's a little bit, but it's really it's structured around kind of a CrossFit concept.
Got it.
A lot of kind of team building activities mixed in with, pretty challenging and difficult exercises. However, our trainers that lead that session are great. They modify exercise. They're focused on safety, making sure people are doing the movements correctly. And
for sure.
So we realize that oftentimes our community members haven't had an opportunity to do something like
right.
this. So we're teaching and along the same time we're training and challenging members. So
Excellent.
X Camp is something new and fun we have going on. And then we're also looking at, as we're transitioning with our adult rec leagues, mm-hmm. volleyball and basketball kind of winding down for the winter seasons, looking at trying to offer some pickleball.
So you had to explain this a little bit to me.
Right. So we do have four pickleball courts in our gymnasium space. And for those people that aren't familiar with pickleball, I think one of the easiest ways to explain it, and I'm by no means an expert myself, but it's kind of a combination between ping pong and tennis. So you use a paddle that's smaller than a tennis racket, bigger than a ping pong paddle. Mm-hmm. The ball's kind of like a wiffle ball.
Okay.
And then you use a shorter, narrower net. Ground level net. So it's very popular with the snowbirds coming back from the south. So we're looking at doing some instructional leagues again, or instructional clinics, I guess, because it's new to our community. So making sure people can kind of see what the game looks like, see if they would be interested in that, learn the rules, how to keep score. And then based upon the community's interest, start to schedule some leagues and things like that.
That's gotta be real exciting. If I have any listeners that know what pickleball is, they're probably, I'm there, like, right?
Right, yeah. We've had some folks express interest. And so we'll put it out there when we're ready for those clinics and let people know that what we're planning to do, and then seek their input on availability and interest and all of those things, so we can put together a league structure that works for the community.
For sure. And kind of going along with those workshops and things like that, you're kind of looking at something along those lines for tennis too, right?
Right. Yep. Yep. So we have a fair amount of interest in tennis as far as people coming and using the tennis courts, but nothing real structured. And so we're looking at, again, engaging the tennis community. Will have kind of an informational meeting to gather interest and look at just perhaps providing some time frames where, we're going to have kind of pick up games of tennis and come at this time if you want to play.
Okay.
And then if we see quite a bit of interest and participation, then maybe we'll look at starting to schedule, whether we do a mixed league or a doubles league or just a men's and a women's league, kind of trying
to see. It's all just kind of working on it right now.
Yep. Yep. And that's really, with a new facility, new programs, that's really how you have to start. And and sometimes things take off and go great. And then other times you say, all right, let's rework
else.
That and try something different. So.
Exactly. Amy Walters again with the Two Rivers Activity Center. One more thing we did want to mention, Amy, a facility that size does need a lot of staff to keep it going.
Yep, definitely. And, I think we're maybe a bit through the honeymoon period with, everything's brand new and shiny. And so we do have some positions, and I just encourage everyone to go out to our website, which is trackjamestown.com. Under the employment tab, we have all the position descriptions, those that are available. And then there's also an online application there.
Awesome.
So we have all sorts of shifts, mornings, days, evenings, weekends. It's a great kind of extra pickup job for someone. We have lots of folks that work full time somewhere else, and it's a great atmosphere, lots of energy, and you get to be around a lot of great people. So it's a fun place to be. And like I said, we've got everything from maintenance and custodial to lifeguards to swim instructors to learning center aides. And we're also going to be transitioning to our summer scheduling, where we're looking at having, more summer camps, so more kids that we need to serve, and how people's schedules change in the summer as far as college students going back home,
right,
and that type of transition.
Adjust for that.
So, yep. So we're really looking for all sorts of different schedule availability and positions within the facility.
Perfect. So I think that's going to do it for our update with track. Unless, Amy, there's anything else you wanted to throw out there, anything else going on or anything we may have missed?
Not at this point. I think we did a good job of covering it all.
Oh my God. It's so busy there. It seems like the parking lot always full, and it sounds like the experiences are great. The membership is up. So we're definitely seeing the fruits of the track committee's labor right now, which is very exciting.
It is. And, you know, the thing that I'm really pleased with is that, yes, there seems, you know, the parking lot seems to be full. I sometimes walk out at the end of my day and say, where are all these people? Because the facility is designed in a way that it can really accommodate a lot of people in many different spaces. So as we are very busy at this point, I have not heard that it's been burdensome to people.
For sure.
They're still able to use equipment. Yeah. They're, you know, so while we're busy, we're still able to accommodate people in a fairly comfortable way. And so that, you know, and those things you don't know until you you open the doors and you see how the space works. So I'm pleased with that as well.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Amy, thanks for joining us again here on Let's Talk.
Great. Thank you.